Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let me continue last week's discussion of tax increases to expect as federal, state, and local governments scramble to obtain resources from taxpayers and citizens to pay for the multi-trillion dollar increases in expenditures and debts, such as from March's CARES Act. A great reference on expansion of taxes is to refer to what happened during the last time that government revenues fell to a comparable degree, which was the Great Depression. Last week, I warned you to expect to pay higher sales tax rates and also have such taxes imposed on more goods and services, which would also have the effect of increasing consumer prices. I also alerted you to the possibility of higher federal, state, and local personal and corporate income taxes with the loss of some tax exemptions and the possibility that more Michigan cities could begin to charge these taxes. With governments desperate to raise tax collections to cover the cost of trillions of dollars of higher expenditures and debts from the CARES Act and other subsidies and bailouts, there are other tax hikes that will likely occur. Here are some. During the Great Depression, 20 states created excise taxes on tobacco products. After the repeal of Prohibition in 1933, most states taxed alcoholic beverages. Not only could you see higher tax rates on these products, I also foresee two new categories of taxes that may be imposed. First, in many states, including Michigan, it is now legal to purchase medicinal and even recreational marijuana. It is entirely possible that the federal government may end its prohibition on this substance so that it can collect an excise tax on such sales. Look for state and local governments to also seek ways to hike marijuana taxes. Second, motor fuel taxes were generally imposed to maintain bridge and road infrastructure. The appearance of hybrid and electric vehicles limits the amount of such taxes collected while not reducing infrastructure usage. So, look for more states to impose excise taxes on owners of such vehicles. Governments desperate for higher revenues will create other additional taxes, but I don't want to give them more ideas. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.